Blog Talk Radio.
Themselves
the judge will add that on to their sentence, and it will be a restitution where they will have to pay, in addition to if they're going to be sentenced to jail, they would have to pay that restitution as a fine. But the ones that you don't really hear about are the major ones that happen in our history. There's one that's really famous that you may have known about, and it was a restitution that was given to the Indians. Now, you know that this land was the Indians before they came, before the America was discovered, supposedly by Christopher Columbus, but that's another story we won't even get into, we won't even talk about. But supposedly, this land was taken. We know that it belonged to the Indians, we do know. And we know that America took the land from them. And at some point, they needed to be given restitution for the land that America took from them. So the way they did this was the government had to pay up, giving them different funds, different pieces of land. So if you do, you know, different research, you'll see where there was some land given to the Indians by the government with hope of giving restitution. And it was something that was done. They say the Native, let's call it Native Americans, because we know that a lot of them, they still live on the reservations, and some of the reservations have been turned into casinos where they're making, you know, a nice piece of living for themselves. But there's still different things that they have not yet received in that restitution. But they did receive restitution. They did receive funding from America, from the federal government. And it was called restitution. So you can do your research on that and you can find out exactly, you know, what type of restitution it was. Now, the next group of people that you probably heard of, they received restitution here in America, was, we're going to talk about this, the next group of people was the Japanese. Pressure from the Japanese American Citizens League. Jimmy Carter, he opened an investigation to determine whether the decision to put Japanese Americans into an internment camp had been justified by the government. Because we all know that during the war, after Pearl Harbor was bombed, they decided to put Japanese people that were living here in the United States into an internment camp, basically like, and there was like 127,000 Japanese Americans living in the continental United States at the time that Pearl Harbor was attacked. And most of them resided on the West Coast. And a lot of them were second generation American-born Japanese. They were U.S. citizens, third generation. And some were first generation. And so what they did was they decided to, because they were having problems with the war, with the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and which is a whole nother topic. If you ever get time to research Pearl Harbor, you'll find out what really happened and why it was bombed, and the whole mind-boggling when you get to the truth of it. But anyway, at the time, they decided to put these Japanese people into camps. So many years later, basically 30-some years later, they decided that, hey, they had been fighting to get their just due for being placed into those camps. So the United States, in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed into law the Civil Liberties Act, which apologized for the internment on behalf of the United States government and authorized a payment of $20,000 to the legislation admitted that the government actions were based on race prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership. And in this case, the U.S. ended up distributing to the Japanese. In the end, by the time they had the money and all the funds, they had distributed more than $1.6 billion in reparations to 82,000 Japanese Americans who had been interned and their heirs as well. So $1.6 billion went into restitution for the Japanese. Now let's go across the water here into another group of people that we hear about many a time, and that would be the people, the Holocaust. Now, the Holocaust was from 1941 to 1945, and this is where Jews were murdered in a genocide. It was one of the largest forms of genocide in history, and it was a part of oppression and killing of various ethnic and political groups in Europe by the Nazi regime. It was by the German bureaucracy, their leader Hitler, and the Nazi crimes included different people, communists, Jehovah's Witnesses, mentally and physically disabled, just different people that they felt were not worthy to live. In total, approximately 11 million people were killed, including 1 million Jewish children. Of the 9 million Jews who had resided in Europe before the Holocaust, approximately two-thirds were killed. There was over 42,500 facilities in German-occupied territories were used to concentrate, confine, and kill these people. Between 100,000 and 500,000 people were direct participants in planning and execution of this Holocaust. And to restore, or we say, give restoration to these people for what they have suffered in those 4 years. It was only 4 years, but it was a lot of people killed. Now, you can go onto a website called the Holocaust Restitution, Compensation and Restitution, and it breaks down the restitution that was and how different countries around the world participated in this restitution. So not only did Germany have to pay, but there were other countries that paid as well. And they break it down on this website called the Holocaust Restitution, and you'll see. Now, we're getting to we got to the who receives it, and we got to the why they receive. Now, where the funding comes from, we see it's coming from the government. The last one is when. When will this final group of people that I'm going to speak about, when will they be restitution for them? And I think you all can figure out by now who this group of people are. We talked about the Jewish people, the Native Americans, the Japanese. Now, let's go to slavery. Slavery in the United States was a legal institution of human slavery that existed in the United States of America in the 18th and 19th centuries, meaning that it started in the 1700s. And it did not gain its independence before the end of the American Civil War. See, slavery had been practiced prior to that in the British North America from the early colonial days to the American economics, meaning that most slave owners used their slaves to pick cotton. America became the number one leading country for trading of cotton. America built its economical institution, if you really do the research, on selling cotton and how their economics changed because of this. And the labor was free, because we all know what the definition of a slave is. It's free labor. And not only did they use the slaves from African descent, they went to Africa to retrieve these slaves. They went to Africa to steal these slaves and bring them here to use them on their land and reap the benefits of what they formed and all the crops that they grew and the cotton that they sold. And there was never any financial gain from the slaves from this. There was never any restitution given to the slaves for this. We don't even know how many died in the journey from Africa to America. There are numbers that they say in the millions of the bodies that lie on the oceans that were thrown off the ships because they were sick and they could not make it, because they were stuffed into these ships like sardines. And so there were a lot of bodies that were thrown overboard and died. We will never know the total amount of human beings of African descent that lost their lives in this slave trade, in this slavery. Because, see, we weren't even thought of as human beings. We weren't even thought of as whole. The census that were being taken, we weren't really counted because we were considered property. So when you have property, so now they have this debate over whether we deserve to be given any restitution or any, I will call it, wages for helping build the economical base here in America. But they're trying to say that because there are no original slaves left and there are no original slave owners left, then no way to give us a monetary restitution. Now, there was talk about giving us land, just as they did with the Indians. But the Indians, remember, this was already their land. But there was talk about giving us land. You may have heard the phrase of 40 acres and a mule. This was supposed to be done as a way to give us restitution far enough into the legislature to get it passed. It was kicked down every time it was talked about. It was kicked down every time it was brought up in the history of this country to deal with the fact. And we all know that until you deal with restitution, because restitution gives you back what was taken from you, it makes you whole again. And until you're given this back, then you're not whole. Now, they claim that the affirmative action they gave us back in 1964-65 was supposed to be the equal respiration to restitution. But we all know what that was about, and we all know what affirmative action is about today. But it did not make us whole again, because you can't force people to hire someone. You can't force people to give you fair housing. You can't force people to give you fair education, even though there are laws put into place that says that you can, but we all know that you can't. So affirmative action was never anything that really gave us any type of restitution. So this is a serious thing that I'm speaking about, and I'm not sure if people really understand this, but I'm going to take a little break right now and go to the phones and see who's there to speak with you tonight. Hello, 314-315, are you there?
Hi, Terry, it's Harriet.
How you doing, Miss Harriet?
I'm good.
This is
I was listening, watching you build up. I said, I know where she's going with this. I know exactly what you said. But there's
a key element
you did not mention. I don't know if you know about it. During the time of slavery, going into the motherland of Africa, there were also many kings who actually sold their people into slavery.
I still have a problem with that because
I do too. Big one.
Yes.
Big one.
Because it's still even if they did sell them, it's still once they got here to America, the damage was not done by those kings.
No.
The ownership
right.
was no longer part of that because in
okay.
Africa. That was a totally different setup where the kings had the right to do these different things, and it was not right to sell us. But you can't just bring us to this country and treat us the way you have as not human beings and not give us any restitution because
this is just my personal opinion. But by the time it gets to where they figure out a way how to do this restitution business, our race will have become almost non-existent. It's almost that way now if you look at the way that many of our people have intermarried into other races, and the bloodlines are getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. And that's purposefully done. The big thing with genetics, tracing back your lineage to find out exactly where your bloodline goes all the way back to. I think a lot of African Americans need to be involved in that and keep that documentation on hand and pass it on to their youth. And even today, a lot of young people don't really care about whether they're black, white, or whatever. They just
mm-hmm.
want to be people. And then you have another group
right.
who are very strong about their race identity.
Because my father's land was traced back. Yeah, we have paperwork to prove that we came from a slave.
Where
and,
we came from, exactly.
Died.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another point I wanted to make was on that slave ship, there also were mothers who were pregnant. They didn't want their children to be born enslaved into slavery, so they threw themselves overboard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They threw their children overboard.
Right,
so
and I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people in those concentration camps that killed themselves, too. There were a lot of people that killed themselves before they were captured by the Germans. And there were a lot
yes.
of people. There was leadership, as you know, in Germany with Hitler, the
mm-hmm.
same as leadership as the kings over in Africa.
Right.
It still doesn't make it right because America doesn't tell us that the Germans were wrong with what they did to those people.
Right.
Well,
right.
America can't say that the Germans were wrong if they can't say themselves were wrong. They've never stood
mm-hmm.
up and apologized for slavery here. They've never admitted that what they did was wrong.
Mm-mm.
But
I don't
admit. But they can admit what they did to the Indians. They can admit what they did to the Japanese.
Now, I was thinking. Give me your opinion on this part.
Okay.
These people that they had admitted to, they also have an economical base. Okay, a very rich economical base, which African Americans don't have.
Well, we haven't learned how to use our economical
base. Exactly.
As they know, they're telling us that we're spending trillions of dollars with them, and if we would just, for once, stick together and take that trillion and put it on hold, if we would just put it on hold for one day, that would send a very shiny
mm-hmm.
message to them to say, hey, this is meaning something. We better get it right with them because if we were to take our spending powers from, if we would take our monies out of their spending power. If we would have stopped, okay, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I know African Americans use a lot of drugs in this country, but I don't believe we use the majority of the drugs. But if we were to stop selling and using the drugs in this country, Wall Street would fall.
Right.
It would fall. And I know that's like it's a hard thing to say because addiction is a totally different thing. But if we were to stop spending for one day or just stop using and selling for one day, imagine what the economy,
one day,
how it would suffer. Only 24 hours. That's all. That's all it would
one
take.
Day.
And then they would understand that they have to come to the table and restore. Because, see, we're broken, Harriet. We're broken people. And we've never restored. And that's what restitution means. It restores you.
Right.
It restores your direction, your sense of human being, your sense of where you're going. So we don't have that here. And people wonder why we're doing the things we're doing, because we've never gotten our pieces of ourselves put back together. We've never been restored
right
here.
Right.
And it's because we can go to Africa, we can visit, and you can get some type of, you know, information of where you come from. But as a whole, until we have been restored, until they have stood up and apologized for what has been done to us,
mm-hmm,
as people, we're not going to be whole. Because the definition says it's repair. Restitution is a sense of repairing one.
Right,
you know,
right.
Equivalent of compensation for their loss, for their damage.
Mm-hmm.
We have been damaged. We're damaged, as they say, damaged goods.
Damaged goods, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I thank you, you know, for coming on tonight and giving me that information, because this was a deep, heavy subject. I didn't realize how heavy it was until I got to doing the research. I'm like, wait a minute, where am I going to go? If I go here, then I got to go around this way, and it's so much information that I don't have all of it for. So I just wanted to give the who, the why, and the where and the when. So
okay.
I thank you as a count. We'll talk again next week, Harriet. And as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Miss Harriet has just brought to us the truth, and some very undenying truth. And I thank her for that. And I challenge each one of you all out there to please, as she said, know where you come from. Get it documented. Get that piece of paper and take that paper and cherish it and pass it on to your heirs. Continue. Let them know that this paper is important. And let them know that where they come from. So until next week, thank you all. Stay true.
Really,
and be blessed. And I'm out of here.
Bye-bye.